State Attorney General Michael Garrity again testified before a legislative committee this week to respond to a national report that singles out Alaska for its high rates of violence against Alaska Natives, especially Native women. The Indian Law and Order Commission report was deeply critical of Alaska's law enforcement and judicial system, but the state's Garrity says the Indian Law and Order Commission is trying to impose lower 48 solutions that won't work in Alaska. KNBA's Jacqueline Estes reports.
Alaska Attorney General Mike Garrity told House Community and Regional Affairs Committee members the state contends the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act extinguished tribal sovereignty when it transferred tribal lands to for-profit corporations. He said allowing tribes and tribal courts legal control over local lands would not solve public safety problems. But Chairman of the Indian Law and Order Commission, Troy Ide, says the commission is not advocating the creation of reservations. He told committee members the commission's main recommendation is for the state to recognize the political status of tribes and to work cooperatively with them.
The administration really ought to clarify matters by recognizing in a clear way the government-to-government relationship between the state of Alaska on the one hand and Alaska Native Nations on the other. That relationship is very much a part of federal law. It does not turn on land status.
Garrity says the state is working with tribes on a number of fronts to improve public safety, adding more village public safety officers, for instance, and supporting legislation for them to carry firearms. And Garrity says the state is working with the Tanana Chiefs Conference on an agreement that does expand tribal jurisdiction.
The tribal court will provide civil-based remedies for state law criminal offenses, including domestic violence and alcohol offenses. Members or non-members would be subject to these remedies, provided that they have agreed to be diverted to this tribal remedy in lieu of state criminal prosecution.
Representative Bob Herron, a Bethel Democrat, asked Garrity how it happened that Alaska was exempted from provisions in the Violence Against Women Act, or VAWA, that allow tribes to prosecute offenders who batter tribal members, whether or not the batterer is a tribal member or lives on tribal lands. Herron says this is a sensitive matter, and by, quote, leaving Native women without rights, end quote, the state is sending the wrong message. Garrity says the state sought the exemption from VAWA because the language was confusing.
Part of my job, Representative Herron, is trying to avoid ambiguities in the law that can only lead to litigation and uncertainty. And so the state sought an exemption that did not expand or retract any existing tribal court jurisdiction in Alaska.
But tribal court judge David Volek, who serves the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes, the Sitka Tribe, and the St. Paul Tribe in the Pribilof Islands, says by exempting Alaska Natives from VAWA, the state did a disservice to Native women.
Alaska Native women are the only class of women in this entire United States that were singled out for disparate and unequal treatment in this law. And I don't buy that it was to clarify. If anything, it made things worse and more confusing.
Volek also said for several years the state has fought tribal sovereignty, quote, tooth and nail, end quote, and only recognizes tribal jurisdiction after it loses its case in court.
It's got to stop. You're fighting your own citizens. But the worst part about it is you're shooting yourself in the foot, because tribes are bringing resources and ability to deal with these local issues of concern in ways that are fundamentally different and shown to be effective.
Garrity says the state presses its point in court to protect the rights of all Alaskans.
I would disagree that we've actively tried to discourage his efforts. I will say we've tried to defend our Constitution and defend the state of the law.
This is the second hearing on the Law and Order Commission's report held by the House Community and Regional Affairs Committee. Co-chairs Gabrielle Ledoux and Ben Nayuk have not announced future plans on the matter. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.